Good evening. Welcome to Celtic Evening Prayer. I invite you to take a deep breath and enjoy our prayer time together. My name is Pastor Kit, the incumbent of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane Greaves.
Good evening.
We have adapted this evening prayer service from the Northumbria community, and you can find that online, Celtic Evening Prayer. And the scripture readings, if you wanted to look them up ahead of time, they are from the Old Testament, Psalm 34, verses 8 to 11, Zechariah 4, verse 10, and Philippians 4, verses 5 and 6. So we hope you will join with us as we have enjoyed having your company through the four Tuesdays in Advent. If you have comments or questions or would like to make a donation, we'd love to hear from you at christchurchoshawa.ca, where you can find more resources or call the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. Out of the depths have I cried to you.
O Lord, hear my voice.
With my whole heart, I want to praise you.
O Lord, hear my voice.
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities,
who could stand? Who could stand?
I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope.
Lord, you have always given bread for the day, now past, and though I am poor,
today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the day, now past, and though I am weak,
Today, I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the day, now past, and though of anxious heart,
today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am,
today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the day, now past, and though it may be hidden,
today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here,
today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now,
today I believe. The scripture readings for Tuesday the 22nd of December 2020. Starting with Psalm 34, verses 8 to 11. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses 10a. For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel.
Philippians 4, verses 5 and 6. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
A reflection for Tuesday, the fourth week of Advent. Heavenly Speech. The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalm 19, verse 1. Powerful listening devices are positioned around the world, all pointed to the heavens. The goal of these devices is to pick up signals from intelligent beings who many believe are out there. So far, the silence is deafening. The psalmist says that the universe itself is constantly speaking to us, if we would have the ears to hear the words. But what does this heavenly speech teach us? From the vastness of the universe, we learn that God is incomprehensible. From one strand of DNA, we see that the mind of God is as far above ours as our intellect is above that of an amoeba. From the cat's eye nebula to a hummingbird, we recognize that beauty itself is God's domain. But only when God comes to us in Bethlehem can we truly comprehend God. Stare into space your whole life, but you won't hear what happened on Calvary and why it happened. Listening to the babbling brook, but you won't hear that your sins are forgiven. A deer can't tell you that you're a son or daughter of your heavenly Father. Rustling leaves will never whisper the name of Jesus. Now that Jesus has come, we can see that he has eyes to see us, ears to hear us, a heart that breaks for us, lips to speak our names, and a plan to bring us home. Lord, your creation is breathtaking. The love you sent in the person of your Son Jesus stills my restless heart as nothing else can. Amen.
It's a beautiful psalm and interesting reflection. Prayers for others. In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, to dwell in the presence of my God, to gaze on your holy place.
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. O wait for the Lord. Have courage and wait. Wait for the Lord.
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
We offer the prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Thanksgiving for our granddaughter and our daughter and future son-in-law. The family brings us joy several days a week. Thank you, God, for the beautiful words of Scripture and the challenging words. Thank you for the technology that allows us to be able to come into people's homes in quiet ways and to encourage prayer for one another, and especially for those in need. I pray for those who are suffering with any kind of physical ailment, including COVID-19, and for the vaccination of people around the world to help tackle this scourge. And we pray for health workers, all those who care for others in vulnerable situations, especially in ICU units, and those who make policies and decisions in regard to healthcare, and also business and justice and issues around living and dying, the medical assistance and dying legislation in the federal government, for wisdom for our those who make decisions in the world and in the church, especially after one bishop has retired, another has moved on. So pray for the workload of the bishops and regional deans of the Diocese of Toronto, and also those who volunteer their time in many parishes across the diocese and in our own parish, those who are seeking their priest, a new pastor, for selection committees, for us at Christ Church, for us on our mission action plan team, as we're seeking for your direction in mission and ministry for the coming years, that you would help us as a team and as a parish be attentive to your Spirit, Jesus, what you're doing in the community, and how we might be faithful to what you're doing, especially in regard to the spirit of service, the spirit of sponsorship of Oshawa Mayors, helping lift people and giving them a hand up out of poverty and life on the street into a proper home and education and work. I think of one family looking for an apartment, and for Sue Ann Garassi and our outreach committee as they do their work. Any other thanksgivings or prayers, Diane?
Well, we pray for all those who are maybe going to be alone this Christmas season. Changes with families not being able to gather quite the same, Lord. So we just pray for those people who may be feeling that Christmas is just not going to be as happy a time. So we just pray for those who are going to be alone and experiencing loneliness during this time, or feeling of isolation away from their family and friends.
Pray for any whose birthday it is today, or anniversaries, or have sad anniversaries because of a death on this 22nd of December. And those who will be celebrating birthdays Christmas Eve, think of Carol Brown from our church family. Pray for her. Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving for all those working towards our Christmas Eve turkey dinner that will be sent out for all those 125 families who will be receiving that meal, and those who are financially supporting to make that possible. For plans for the coming year in our budgeting and leadership in the parish, especially to do with children and youth ministry, and how to rebuild after COVID is over. So for your guidance in those areas. And we'll conclude with our song we've been singing through Advent, Linnea, a good song, and we've adapted to work for Advent here in the parish. So this is Hope is a Candle, and this week is called Love is a Candle on Our Journey. And so Diane and I will sing this for you now. I think this is Clarissa's guitar I'm using.
Love is a candle on our journey. Love is the holding and the flight. All through Advent preparations, this tender flame of love will light. For we are a people of a story of stars that sing and love that cries. And though these nights are getting longer, a path is lit before our eyes. Love is a candle on our journey. Love is the holding and the flight. All through Advent preparations, this tender flame of love will light. This tender flame of love will light.
The Advent blessing. May you be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in works of love all the days of your life.
See that ye be at peace among yourselves, my children, and love one another. Follow the example of the wise and good, and God will comfort you and help you, both in this world and in the world which is to come.
Go in peace. Thank you for joining us for Celtic Evening Prayer. God bless.
Sounds like it's still...